I will now hand over to Paul.
We now have stories from around the city. A new eyewear company is opening in the Chantry Shopping Centre. A Norfolk bakery has been named one of the world's best. And the increasing number of vape shops is causing worries. Meanwhile, it appears that an expected revamp of the Nelson Hotel, opposite the station, may not be going ahead, while another hotel is still housing a disabled grandmother 2 years after her flat was gutted by fire. Ruth will start with news from the shops.
A firm that won £75,000 investment on Dragon's Den is opening a shop in Norwich. Eyewear company PopSpex, which aims to make buying glasses fun, affordable and quick, is opening at Chantry Place. The team won the backing of three dragons while on the BBC show after pitching how they can make prescription glasses in just 20 minutes. Vinnie Verdi from PopSpex said, "We are so excited about opening in Norwich and can't wait to welcome everyone in to have some fun and enjoy wearing glasses again. We offer a fun, affordable and fast service and cater for everyone's vision and fashion needs. PopSpex will be located on the upper ground floor between Pandora and Hollister."
Fans of a perfect bake can rejoice as a Norfolk bakery has been named one of the best in the world by a leading gastronomic guide. La Liste, who publish the 1,000 best restaurants in the world, announced the results of its 2024 Pastry Awards, and bakery chain Bread Sauce made the cut among 199 other UK bakeries. Established in 2012 by Steve Winter, Bread Sauce has 8 locations across Norfolk in Norwich, Aylsham and Reefham.
City councillors have called for a limit to the number of vape shops opening in Norwich after it was revealed two or more are set to open within 400 metres of each other. They claim that Norwich is already overserved and the recent explosion of these shops is ruining the city's character. Under proposals being considered by City Hall, the former Harris and James Cafe in Gentleman's Walk and the former Mr. Shoes on St. Stephen Street are both set to be transformed into vape shops. These will bring the total number in the city centre to 10. David Thomas, Conservative parliamentary candidate for Norwich South, has said that he is devastated. "As a former head teacher, I have seen firsthand the tragic impact that vaping has had on young people. Opening further vape shops in the city centre is a horrible indictment of Norwich."
Plans to regenerate a major gateway to the city centre seem to have stalled, with developers refusing to say whether they will meet a key deadline. Proposals to demolish the Nelson Hotel in Prince of Wales Road and replace it with a larger Premier Inn, student accommodation and new homes were due to be submitted to the council by the end of this month. This would allow City Hall to make a decision on the project in February 2025. But the developers behind the scheme, Whitbread, do not seem any step closer to making the formal application. Should the firm still intend to begin work in the spring of 2025 as planned, the application must be completed in full, ahead of time, with all decisions and consultations carried out within the City Council's rules. The hospitality giant previously said the ambitious project would create an improved gateway to Norwich from the station and enhance the river walkway, among several other improvements. The building, which currently consists of the hotel, the Nelson Table Table restaurant, and several unused commercial units, would be knocked down to make room for the revamped site.
A disabled grandmother who was forced out of her flat by a fire is still living in a city hotel 2 years later and said she would rather be in prison. Karen Bishop used to live in Folgers Opening off Burr Street until a fire that started in the property above gutted her home on April the 28th, 2022. She decided to move in with her daughter, Sarah Ward, 32, but not wanting to be a burden, she left after a few months to stay in a travel lodge. Karen has since been living off takeaways and fears she may spend another Christmas in the hotel as work on repairing her flat is yet to start. Karen says she has Stickler syndrome, a genetic disorder that can cause serious vision, hearing and joint problems, and fibromyalgia, which causes pain and extreme tiredness. She admitted her housing association, Orbit, has tried to find her a temporary home while her flat is repaired, but the options haven't suited her disabilities. She said, "I am in a wheelchair and they will not offer me a bungalow." A spokesperson for Orbit said, "We're very sorry that the repair work following the fire is taking longer than expected, and we're very grateful to Ms. Bishop for her continued patience and understanding."
Well, that's it for part one of Chatterbox this week. Your readers were myself, Paul Henderson, and Ruth Murray. Marianne Penn and John Francis are standing by, ready to join us with part two of Chatterbox. This will include Information Desk, one more set of news, and one more feature. So it's goodbye from me.
And it's goodbye from him. Goodbye.